This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A big game hunter from California was killed by an elephant after his hunting party stumbled on a small herd of the animals in the dense forests of Gabon in Central Africa. The hunter, Ernie Dosio, 75, and two other professional hunters were tracking yellow-backed duikers, a species of forest-dwelling antelope, when they were surprised by a group of female elephants with calves. Dax McCarty, the head of hunting operations at Wagon Hound Outfitters in Wyoming, said that the hunting party encountered the female elephants, which can be more aggressive in defense of calves, and that the herd, which was about 150 yards away, charged in an attempt to scare the hunters away. When the hunters did not move away, the animals charged again, getting to within about 25 yards and seriously injuring one of the hunters. One of the elephants attacked again, fatally goring Mr. Dosio with her tusks. She then tossed Mr. Dosio about until the herd dispersed, shielding the calves from the hunters. Dosio's body was recovered after the elephants moved off. Community members, conservation groups, and indigenous-led organizations have challenged a Montana Public Service Commission protective order that shields from public view Northwestern Energy's letters of intent to provide electricity service to data centers. The groups, represented by Earth Justice, argue that there is an insufficient basis for the PSC to grant the protective order and that Montana's Constitution guarantees the public the right to know about Northwestern's data center plans. Eric Nyland, board member of the Butte Watchdogs for Social and Environmental Justice, said, "The people of Montana cannot meaningfully participate in government if our basic constitutional rights are ignored. Corporations operating in secrecy is one thing, but our own government should be guaranteeing our rights, not suppressing them to serve special interests." The PSC granted Northwestern Energy a protective order for its three data center letters of intent in December. Northwestern filed for the order in September after the commission requested additional information on customers mentioned in the utility company's press releases. In November, organizations filed a complaint before the PSC challenging Northwestern Energy's intent to provide electricity supply service to large load data centers without first proving that it will not adversely impact existing ratepayers. The groups argue that Northwestern's data center agreements could lead to increased costs for residential ratepayers and deepen the state's reliance on expensive fossil fuels. Derek Goldman, Montana Policy Associate with the Northwest Energy Coalition, said, "When a single data center can consume as much electricity as an entire city, Montana utility customers have good reason to be concerned about what that means for energy affordability and grid reliability. It's doubly concerning that Northwestern is hiding the details of its data center dealings from the public." Ann Hedges, executive director of the Montana Environmental Information Center, said, "In the past few years, the PSC has repeatedly allowed Northwestern Energy to dramatically increase electricity bills for Montana families and small businesses. Data centers have increased utility bills across the country, yet Northwestern wants to hide its agreements with data centers, preventing customers from knowing whether that will happen in Montana as well. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. Montanans deserve transparency, and our Constitution requires it." On Saturday, June 20th, people can experience a taste of Scotland at the Gallatin Valley Highland Games at Gallatin County Regional Park in Bozeman. The Highland Games go from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and people can watch athletes compete in traditional Highland Games events, including caber tosses and other feats of strength, while enjoying Scottish culture, heritage, and community. That's the Gallatin Valley Highland Games at Gallatin County Regional Park in Bozeman, Saturday, June 20th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Everyone is invited to attend this free event. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.